Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Today, I watched Latrice. We have our morning devotions even every day, even Sunday morning. She was reading about, the title was Godly Old Women, Godly Wisdom or something. What was that? Growing Gratefully, about old women, not you, y'all. Growing gratefully, yeah, not graceful, gratefully, and then sharing that with the younger people. We need more, but she has to read, she has to study that. You see the difference? This is yes, this is no. You see the difference? Okay, people are confused about this. It was supernaturally given. We don't have that. Now we have to study. We have to glean truth for ourselves. Now, does God help us? Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He shows us these things. But the difference is we don't get it apart from this. We're just not sitting in our bedroom or in an office chair one day and God just opens your head and pours it in. You get it from the book. Okay. So there we have the apostles, we have the prophets, we have the teachers. After that, miracles. That's interesting. Literally, these were miracle workers. It says miracles. He gave for the first churches people the ability to work miracles. They were miracle workers. What kind of miracles? The Bible does not say. But before we go any farther, I got time. Turn back with me to Mark chapter number 16. I didn't have this in my notes, but it popped in my head. The Great Commission is given. Let's begin in verse number 14. Jesus is about to ascend into heaven. Mark 16, 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they set out meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Can you imagine? His apostles. The women came and told him, he rose from the dead. I don't believe it. Go on, leave us alone. We're mourners here. Jesus died. He's alive. He's alive. And he said, you should have believed him. And that's what it meant. He upbraided them because of their unbelief. And then he says, I love this. At the weakest point, these guys, these preachers, the apostles, they were unbelievers, but they couldn't comprehend. Then he says, fellas, I want you to go now into all the world and preach the gospel to every. Aren't you glad God doesn't give up on us? Even the weak, they were weak. And he upbraided them for their unbelief. He says, now, fellas, now I want you to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Again, verse number 16 is taken out of context. He that believes and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I ain't got time to talk about that. But he's not talking about baptism for the remission of your sins. He's just making a statement. Let me just put it this way. There's a whole class. Going to heaven's one thing. There's another thing going first class. You go to heaven without being baptized. Amen, preacher. Yeah, I've said this before. Daddy, you say this. You can be baptized till every tadpole in the creek knows your social security number and still die and go to hell. Baptism does not save you. I was talking to Eddie this week. This is interesting. Eddie won't mind me sharing this. Eddie came from a background. Valerie did too, because me and Valerie's talked about this. They came from a background where they have a problem with, not now, but they had a problem with other religious groups about you could lose your salvation. And we talked about this here this week about losing your salvation. He made a statement that even Eddie sometimes amazes me, talking about Jesus. He made the statement that even in that denomination, when people get saved again, he's never seen anybody get rebaptized. And I looked at him, that speaks volumes. You know, well, I got to get saved. You see what I'm saying? At what point do you lose your salvation? Well, I've sinned, so I got to get saved again. But you don't see them get baptized. If not, they get saved over and over and over again. Do they get baptized over and over and over? Are you following? Anyway, it's the whole story. So baptism doesn't save us, believing. All right, let's go a little farther. Now, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He's not talking just about the apostles. We talked about these miracle workers and other people, those that believe God's going to endow certain people with certain gifts. Some are going to speak in, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They can take up serpents. Any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. And why is that? Verse number 20. And they went forth and preaching every word that the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Why did God give those first churches these abilities of speaking in tongues and these miracle workers and all these things? They didn't have the word of God and it confirmed to the unbeliever what they were telling them was true. Confirming the words that were spoken with these signs. So back here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, some were miracle workers. God endowed them with gifts of miracles. I got to finish this. Then gifts of healings. God gave some that gift of healing. I could tell you all kinds of stories, and that time has gotten away from me. I've actually talked to a couple of faith healers, I've experienced there. Isn't it amazing they don't go to hospitals? It amazes me. They won't go to nursing homes. They won't go to little kids' hospitals, these little children hospitals. They'll set up a tent and have a big campaign. You come and I'll hear you. No, he told them, you go. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, gifts of healings. Helps. What is helps? All these were supportive gifts to help the church. God gave them certain gifts, whatever it was, that would help that church to grow and to edify the Lord. And there were some are governance. What's so important about governments? It's the leadership and guidance of governing. Because remember, the Lord's church needs order. And this was something new. The Lord established his church and is all completely new. So he gave people gifts of government, how to keep things properly, decently in order. He's not talking about Tallahassee or Washington, D.C. He's talking about here in the local church. He gave certain individuals that gift of how to keep things running. Are you following? I love that, the governments. We need some of that. Literally in our government anyway. And diversities of tongues, and we'll talk about that later. And that literally be able to speak in a foreign language in order to share the gospel in foreign language. It's not just some gibberish. I read Acts chapter number 2 again this morning, how they said, we hear that language in our tongue. We hear that. All the different people came to Jerusalem. Man, they're speaking Japanese. They're speaking French Creole, they're speaking Russian, they're speaking Spanish, they're speaking Georgia. Then let me finish. Of course, we answered that. Are all apostles? No. Are all apostles? No. Are no. 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 Have all gifts? No. Do all speak with other tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. Why do we all have different gifts? Verse number 31, we'll close. But covet. The word covet literally means to desire earnestly. This is what you should really want, and we get to it next week. What are they? Faith, hope, and charity. These are the best ones. I thought they were all the same. Those are because they're going to be done away with. But what we have today is faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of all the gifts. I'll close with this. It's just popped in my mind. I'm on running high energy ADD this morning. I feel good. My jaw ain't hurting. There's good, there's better, and there's best. These gifts were good. The tongues and the diversities, all these things. Then there was better. That's faith, hope, and charity. Then there's the best. What is it? Charity. Because that's what's going to be forever and forever and ever. One day we won't have faith. We won't need faith. One day we won't have hope because we don't need hope. We're going to see him face to face. But forever and forever, we'll have love. And one day you're going to learn to love me. Our Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for what you did for your Son on the cross of Calvary. Lord, I pray that our worship be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.